USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit Friday to block President Biden's new order halting almost all deportations for the next 100 days, accusing the new administration of overstepping executive powers. Paxton's lawsuit is one of what's likely to be a stream of litigation against Mr. Biden's early moves. Former President Trump faced a similar swarm of lawsuits from Democrat-led states during his term, particularly on immigration matters. The economy, the focus of the Biden administration on the second full day of his presidency, Biden talking about his Build Back Better economic recovery plan.
Our national strategy puts on us on a war footing to aggressively speed up our COVID-19 response, especially on vaccines and testing and reopening our schools.
USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
The Senate is giving a green light to retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin easily confirmed in a bipartisan vote. He is one of President Biden's top cabinet picks and becomes the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is imposing new residency restrictions for vaccine distribution in his state.
Look, this is for Florida residents. And we understand a place like North Palm Beach County, you know, you have people that live here 6 months. That's fine. They use the hospitals here. They pay taxes. But to just kind of come in from another country or whatever, you know, we don't support that, and we're not going to allow that. We're not going to do that. We're not doing vaccine tourism.
The Department of Health in Florida saying that of the 1.8 million people vaccinated, nearly 41,000 have out-of-state addresses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley will see his book published after all. Washington-based Regnery Publishing confirmed that they will publish Hawley's book after Simon & Schuster canceled its publishing contract following Hawley's objection to electoral votes from two states earlier this month during a joint session of Congress. Hawley shares with Fox News what he's learned from this whole ordeal.
What these corporations want, and unfortunately what many on the left want, is control. And they don't want unity. We hear a lot of talk now about unity, but sadly I think they don't want unity. They want control. Yeah. And they want you to have the same opinions, voice the same opinions, toe the party line. And if you don't, then they're willing to use every power at their disposal to shut you down. That's what they've been trying to do with many, many conservatives. And it's not just me. It's many, many conservatives. And that's why, for those of us who believe in the First Amendment, believe in the right of free speech in the Constitution, we have to take a stand. And we can't allow this to happen.
Baseball legend Hank Aaron died today at the age of 86. Henry Hank Aaron, born in Alabama in 1934.
My first year that I left Mobile, Alabama, $2.50 in my pocket, and my mother told me that was all she had to give me and be very careful with it.
He made his major league debut with the then Milwaukee Braves, Aaron spending most of his career with the Atlanta Braves. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.